that was the theme to a children's show called The Friendly Giant that was broadcast here in Canada, I would say in the early 60s, I guess. Mid-60s. Right up into the early 80s, I think. The show ran something like 20 or 25 years. And it basically told the story of a friendly giant in a little town. And he would greet you every day. He would show you a bit of the town, and then the camera would pan across this little miniature town, and you'd see a big black leather boot, and he would say that, "Oh, there's that big boot. Look up, look way up." And then he'd be kind of kneeling there, and he'd tell you all about his castle and that we're going to go over, and then he lets down the drawbridge. And then right in the entrance of the castle, there's a little fireplace, and there's some little chairs, and very, very small. I mean, when he picked them up, they were tiny. Of course, he was a giant, right? And he would just say how the chairs were there. One big rocking chair for two people to curl up in, and another one in the middle. And then he would go up, and he'd stand up, and he'd be next to a window, and he'd be calling Jerome the giraffe and Rusty the rooster. Rusty the rooster lived in a sack hanging on the wall next to the window. It was a very innocent show, and to be truthful, I think it's one of the first pieces of music that I remember that impacted me. Now, I know that in the favorites topics of next week, we have your favorite television theme song. Or I guess it was movie theme. And I have a few others, you know, definitely in that category. But this one is about, you know, music from when you were born. Now, I don't know if that was playing when I was born in 1964. But assuming it was, the thing is, I did a retrospective of that because we had the same exact topic last year. And I remember how kind of, well, hate to say it, but how boring it was. Not because it wasn't good music. I'm sure it's excellent music. I just don't like 60s music. And huge apologies to all those people that love 60s music. I just can't get into it. I just cannot. And that's fine. You know, everybody's got a different cup of tea. I mean, my tastes in music are so eclectic. I can't say that all 60s music is foreign to me. There is some stuff that I do like. The Beatles. I adore the Beatles. But they, even in those days, they were ahead of their time, right? Ahead of the game. Just something about 60s music. And now, word of warning, last year when I did my Octaver on music of your birth, quote unquote, I concentrated a lot of the music that was popular in Italy because I was born in Italy. So what I did is I'd cross the Atlantic. I'd play a little bit of this, I'd play a little bit of that. I can't even remember what I played right now. I think there was a couple of Beatles tunes in there for sure. And, well, so this, you know, this Octaver, I said, what am I going to do? So I thought, I'd tell you about that. I'd tell you about The Friendly Giant and one of the first pieces of music I ever remember listening to as a young boy. Now, the other question for today's... by the way, this is the sixth episode of Octaver for me. And the other question was, do you still listen to some of that music? Well, not really. I occasionally might go to YouTube, perhaps to show my daughter The Friendly Giant or something like that. Although she's getting older now, so she's not that interested, unfortunately. Because it was such a nice, innocent little show. Friendly would play... what was it? Friendly would play the flute. And Jerome the Giraffe, I'm not sure what he would play. Well, he could play anything, because he was Jerome the Giraffe. But I still remember the whistle. Let's see if I can remember it now. anyway, he would whistle that out the window, and then you'd hear Jerome answering. And Jerome would whoop, pop his head in. Hello, giant or friendly? Or no, they'd call him friendly, right? Hey, friendly. The beautiful, deep baritone voice that the actor had that played Jerome the giraffe. And the guy who played Friendly Giant, again, great actor. Not Shakespearean by any means, but just a very likable character. And of course, there's Rusty. Oh, I didn't like Rusty. He had this kind of nasally thing going on. I don't know. Hey, friendly. sounded too much like Steve Urkel. Steve Urkel was a popular character from a 1980s sitcom in the United States called. Oh, you know what? I don't remember. Well, if anybody remembers, please put it in the comments. I'm sure Sassy Cat will remember Steve Urkel, and he was in love with the... He lived next door, and he was in love with the daughter, who was one of the protagonists of the show. Oh, wow, I can't remember the show now. It doesn't matter. Okay, it's not that important. I took a tangent there. So, yeah, so I figured I would talk about the Friendly Giant. What else was there? Oh, five songs that would define, I guess, who I am at the moment. Or describe who I am at the moment. I would have a hard time. I would have a really hard time to narrow down five songs. I might take one from every genre of music that I've been listening to of late. Which includes electronica, dubstep, believe it or not. Jazz. My beloved jazz that I listen to all the time. Rock, perhaps some Steve Vai, from some Joe Satriani. What else? Charlie Hunter, more jazz. And I've been listening to something that I will introduce to you guys. I'm not sure how. But his name is Carl... No. Oh, what is it with me in the morning and forgetting things? No, I can't remember, but his last name is Beltran. Anyway, I'll get back to you. He's kind of a jazz, a Latin jazz percussionist, sings a bit, plays drums, but mostly percussion instruments. So the bongos and all sorts of ilk of that kind of. Ilk? Okay. And I forgot to put a disclaimer at the beginning of this audio boo that it could be a little bit discombobulated. Like the person in front of me changing lanes without even looking in their blind spot. Thank you very much. I know I have a small car, but geez. All right. I gotta get my carcass to work. So, yeah, that's it. That's my sixth episode of Octaver. Hope you enjoyed it. No music again in this one, but thought I'd regale you with my memories of the Friendly Giant.